The US Justice Department told a federal court judge on Thursday that its antitrust settlement with Microsoft will stop the company's monopolistic practices and asked her to endorse it without too much tampering. In documents filed with U.S. District Court Judge Colleen Coller-Cotelli, the department's attorneys said the settlement will eliminate Microsoft's illegal practices, prevent recurrence of the same or similar practices, and restore the competitive threat that other software products posed prior to Microsoft's unlawful undertakings. The documents, known as a competitive impact statement, outlines the Justice Department's rationale for settling its 3-year antitrust case against Microsoft. Under federal law, Coller-Cotelli will review the department's arguments and outside comments submitted during a 60-day period for comment before deciding whether the settlement is in the public interest. Meanwhile, European officials will hold hearings in December on Microsoft's alleged anti-competitive practices in Europe, and a decision is expected early next year on whether the software giant violated antitrust laws, the EU's competition commissioner said on Tuesday. President George W. Bush signed legislation that extends a moratorium on internet-related taxes for 2 years, although he preferred a longer period of tax relief. A voice vote in the Senate on Thursday renewed the tax ban that was enacted 3 years ago but expired on October the 21st. Banking giant Citibank announced on Thursday that it will soon remove fees for all U.S. transactions on its C2It online payment service. Previously, the company charged people 1% of the transaction cost to send money. Citibank made the change to expand the number of users of its service and of online payments in general, said Anthony Jenkins, Chief Operating Officer of C2It. The service has about 200,000 users compared with about 11 million users for market leader PayPal. A complete collection of Singapore laws is now at your fingertips. Anyone with an internet connection can log on to Singapore Statutes Online, an official website launched last week by the Minister of State for Law and Home Affairs, Associate Professor Ho Ping Kee. The Nee Soon East MP said the launch of Singapore Statutes Online marks an important step in consolidating the tradition of transparency and rule of law by bringing the law closer to the people. The text of all 425 Singapore statutes can be accessed for free at agcvldb4.agc.gov.sg. The URL again is agcvldb4.agc.gov.sg. The website is a joint initiative of the Attorney General's Chambers, the Minister of Finance's Managing for Excellence Office, and the Ministry of Law. And France is about to launch an electronic government initiative that will give every citizen a personal internet portal, allowing them to pay taxes online, register a child for a state school, or be reminded that their regulatory car inspection is due in a month's time. The move aims to streamline the country's notoriously bureaucratic civil service. The new system, entitled mon.servicepublic.fr, is due to be launched on Thursday, but the French will have to wait until 2005 for it to be complete. Civil Service Minister Michel Sapin has billed it as the second phase of France's move to electronic government. And Malaysia's top cellular firm, Maxis Communications, launched new features aimed at Muslim users preparing for the fasting month of Ramadan. These include a signal to fix the direction of Mecca so as to aid Muslims to perform their daily prayers, known as Qiblat, and give prayer times, known as Salat, in different locations. Yahoo said it plans to integrate Overture's paid listings or sponsor matches with its directory pages. The service lets advertisers pay for placement in query results rather than rely on natural listings or editorial recommendations. The portal will feature Overture's top 5 for-fee listings in a clearly marked section separate from the results retrieved by Google, Yahoo's search partner. America Online remains the leading provider of instant messaging services, although Yahoo and MSN are catching up, according to a study released last Wednesday. Jupiter Media Matrix, an internet measurement company, said the percentage of home instant messaging users who subscribe to multiple services grew to 29% in September, up from 24% a year earlier. More than 53 million Americans used at least one of the three from home in September, a 28% increase from last year. More than 41 million users use AOL services such as Instant Messenger or ICQ. More than 18 million use MSN Messenger, and 12 million use Yahoo Messenger. AOL's increase over September 2000 was just 21%, compared with 94% for MSN and 25% for Yahoo. For AOL's competitors, the growth was even larger at work. AOL had an 8.8 million user increase in September, that's an increase of 17%. MSN went up 88% from 4.8 million, and Yahoo went up 83% to 3.4 million. The security experts who recently discovered a hole in Microsoft's Internet Explorer web browser say the flaw, which compromises personal user information, is illustrative of how the software giant's secretive security policies put users at risk. The security vulnerability was made public on Friday by Online Solutions, a Finnish security company that decided to publicize it after Microsoft failed to do so. The flaw in IE 5.5 and IE 6.0, which Microsoft rated as a high risk, could allow an outsider to break into users' cookies, small electronic files used by websites as a way to store information on hard drives, and steal or alter information such as email accounts, names, passwords, and credit card numbers. According to Online Solutions CEO Jerky Salmi, his company informed Microsoft of the bug on the 1st of November. Salmi said Microsoft asked his company not to make the bug public until a patch was issued. A week later, there was no patch, and fearing that Microsoft would not give Online Solutions credit for finding the bug, the Finnish company went public, posting a blueprint of the bug on the web. A Microsoft security spokesman said Online Solutions' actions are irresponsible and jeopardized everyone's security. Microsoft's Chief Technical Officer Craig Mundy admitted that the company's software isn't perfect, but urged the security community to show restraint when it comes to exposing flaws. There's no evidence that there has been anyone who's been able to take advantage of the security bug. NTT Docomo said it would begin delivery of short video clips over a high-speed third-generation mobile phone to go on sale from next week in Japan. The new service, called iMotion, will deliver short news reports, mini music videos and sports highlights from more than 36 content providers and be viewable on a new 3G mobile handset. Media giants AOL, Time Warner and Sony will jointly develop a home networking environment to deliver online entertainment over high-speed internet connections. The collaboration is aimed at developing easier ways of linking televisions, stereos, game consoles and other devices to always-on broadband networks that are now primarily used by personal computers. Consumers want the internet to play a greater role in their lives and are looking forward to the day when broadband can deliver all of a family's home entertainment, information and communication needs over a wide variety of devices, according to Steve Case, AOL Time Warner's chairman. Few product details or timeframes were disclosed during the announcement at Comdex, which is a computer trade show, but the agreements aren't exclusive, and any network software and services will be developed with an open architecture. And finally, something to cheer you up. IDC has forecast that an average of over 36 billion person-to-person emails will be sent every day by the year 2005. The average business email user even now is spending at least 2 hours per day just dealing with email. Got to go and do some more email now, but that's news boost for another week.